Everybody, back to Throwback Tuesday. I'm Sammy.
And this is Z.
And we are P1-less this week. It's like I traded out. I got TPO last week, now I've got you.
Traded down.
Where the fuck have you been?
Working two full-time jobs.
Well, we all know pimping ain't easy. That is like a full-time job and a half.
No, working in a factory and then working in a steel yard. It's busy. I gotta make a lot of money really fast. So.
Well, we all know that laying down that pipe.
That pipe?
Yeah. You know, you work in a steel place. Laying down the pipe.
It's a steel scrap yard, but whatever. If you want to call it on the pipe, go ahead.
God
it is.
God damn it. Come on, man. Come on.
What?
God damn it. This happens every fucking single time we get on this goddamn podcast. You come in here, somebody makes a fucking joke or something, and you're just like, yeah, well, that's not true. Monotone, no fun, have an ass. What the fuck? Come on.
You heard me laugh. I laughed. I just corrected you.
You corrected me. You heard that here for, like, you heard that. I hope everyone heard that. You fucking corrected me. Okay, so today we're reviewing what, Fantasia? The 1940s one, right?
1940 Fantasia.
Oh my god. Well, thank god we had to watch this one.
What? I never seen the other one. Have you?
I have. Yes.
What's different about it?
Nothing.
So it's the same thing?
Prettier, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not going to let it.
It just has updated.
Updated animation?
Yeah, kind of shit. Well, I don't know. Not that great. I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed this one. But this is the one that I was raised on.
Yeah, me too.
So there's like that nostalgia factor happening for me.
Right.
I don't know. So, you want to give this a plot synopsis, if you can?
Oh, that's a tough one right there. Fantasia, directed by so many people. Really just starring Leonard Strzokowski and Deems Taylor, who were the conductors. And you get a collection of shorts. I think it was nine shorts, animated shorts that pretty much play with the music of like Bach and Beethoven. I think the first few were just glimpses of color with going with the music, and then you had the short with Mickey Mouse, which is probably one of the best shorts, animated shorts ever. And then you get the ones with the My favorite one was the last one, besides Mickey's, was the last one with the devil.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was so beautiful.
This entire movie is gorgeous.
Exactly. It is.
It really is. This entire thing, the fact that even, like you said, the opening of it, you see the orchestra, you see the conductor, and everybody sets up, and then the music starts, and then you watch them play for about, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they start getting, and then the colors start coming, and it starts going with the music.
Yeah.
And you start seeing all this different imagery and this beautifulness. And you, like, that's just the introduction. That's just the beginning. That's like the first 15
minutes. Oh, that's the hook to the whole movie. I mean, this movie's 2 hours long. Should it have been that long? I don't know.
No.
It did end. Like, it looked like it was going to end, I think, right after Trostromsky's thing. It was like an intermission, but it looked like it was like seriously like the end. Then it goes back. I mean, like, wow. It's like, I think this is one of the longest animated movies ever.
I think you need to fact check that, because I'm not 100% certain that's a thing.
Well, you don't see a lot of long animated movies.
No, you don't, because you don't need to animate them for so long. But the problem is this is not just one animated movie.
No, it's clips, shorts.
It's a collection of shorts.
Right.
So each one of these can be standalone. You don't need to watch.
And I think all the shorts are, what, 10 minutes?
Depending on the orchestral piece, that's how long they usually are.
I think the longest was, what, Beethoven's, right? Yeah, that was the longest with the Greco-Roman world, with the centaurs and stuff, and Cupid.
Yep.
That was good. I did like that one. There's not one short in here I don't like, because it's just so beautiful with the animation. I mean, big props for 1940s animation. You know what I mean? I mean,
well, yeah, this is all cell work and hand drawn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the level of care and time that it took for all of this.
That's why I don't know how long this took to make. It had to have taken a year. Yeah. At least, what, 5 to 10 years?
It had to.
Because the animation, this is probably one of the most beautiful animated movies ever.
It's fucking gorgeous. I can't, like, I wish I could get at you for this, but I can't, because I'm thinking about that the first actual, like, little piece with the fairies and the flowers and them dancing.
Right.
And, like, just the color tones and the depth. There's depth for this. And, like, every single time I think about one of these shorts, I'm like, somebody sat there and hand-drew.
I know.
Every last little bit of this.
Do you think something like this could, how would I word this? Do you think if, say, Fantasia were released now, it would be appreciated?
No.
No?
No, because since this is used as a collection, it is a collection. Now, if you release this as a couple of things, like, oh, here's some shorts, then it would work.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of stuff that I would love to see before a movie. If I'm going to go see a Disney movie, and you want to show me some beautiful artwork throughout it, like, just in the beginning, like, for whatever reason, then that's where it belongs.
Right.
But as a whole, no. I had a hard time sitting there for 2 hours watching this shit.
It is.
As gorgeous and as appreciated as I did, as it was, like, I can't. 2 hours, man. I got shit to do. I really have shit to do. I can't fucking sit here for 2 hours watching mushrooms dance or some shit.
It didn't really, like you said it the best, the first short, you know, it's the hook, you know, beautiful music, beautiful animation. But then the second one, that's where it does start to drag. The Sorcerer's Apprentice with Mickey, which is probably the most famous short Disney's ever done.
Well, the devil one, everybody knows that one too.
That one is too. That one is probably the most, I want to say the most beautiful animation of them all, just with the contrast of colors and everything, the music played absolutely perfect. Like all of them, but the devil one, that was just beautiful. And it kind of it goes into the end with Ave Maria, which is,
Yes.
I mean, that was a nice change of pace. I mean, there's really nothing bad you can say about any of these, except that you said it best, it's 2 hours. You can literally have this playing in the background and just listen to the music and just kind of just look back and just see the animation. But the Sorcerer's Apprentice one, that one just you're focused on that one just because, one, it's Mickey Mouse, the most famous animated character of all time. And, plus that's a cool story. And then the dinosaur one, I think that was probably my least favorite of the bunch. I still liked it, but I think that was my least favorite. I just think because we're 2015 right now. We've seen the dinosaur story billions of times,
God damn
Yeah, so it's nothing. We haven't seen anything different. That's my
it.
opinion on that one.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it was, oh God, what it was all that nature. Remember that one with the space where you start out in the galaxy and it starts going in and further and further? Which one was that? Fuck, what was that one?
Was
With the sea.
It wasn't the ostrich. Was it the Nutcracker Sweet one?
I think so. I'm not sure. I can't fucking remember. That's the goddamn problem with this movie. It's too goddamn long. Shit starts blurring together. It
Right.
starts blurring together.
Right. If there's no action into the shorts, like the Mickey, the dinosaurs, the Zeus, the devil, and the ostriches and hippo, you don't need to watch it. You really don't. Because you remember those things because there's action. The other ones are just like kind of look like fireworks with the music. That's all what it kind of looked like. Especially that first one with Bach. Even though beautiful music, beautiful animation, it's forgettable.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But it's just compared to the other shorts, it's forgettable because you're just seeing like glimpses of animation every few seconds compared to an action of something going on.
But you can really see that this is old. This is old as fucking dicks. This is fucking ancient.
1940, and this is the oldest movie we've had on Throwback Tuesday.
Ancient. This fucking movie is ancient. You could see, like, just in the moments in between where the conductor is talking, you can fucking see.
Did you when he was talking, did it seem like his word, like he was moving his mouth and the words weren't coming out, like it was off by maybe a second?
Well, yeah, because this is old as fuck.
I'm sure Disney put more
Audio
thought.
syncing was not a thing apparently in the
No.
40s.
No, Disney put more thought into the animation than the clips in between them with the orchestra, which I think that was probably we didn't really need that. Right, that could have took a lot of time. We didn't really need a description of the next one. That was a kill. That was probably the killing points of the movie.
Obviously, this movie is basically not for children because of those moments, because it's so long. This is not for kids.
Alan,
I mean,
you said it, Bat. You said you grew up on this movie. I grew up
well,
on this
yeah, because
movie.
fucking your parents put this on, just like, oh, this is a Disney movie. Here, let's watch this. Because our parents grew up on it as well.
Right.
So they're like, oh, I remember watching this as a child. It's great.
I
It's kind of
think
like Sleeping Beauty.
the attention span's gone.
Yeah.
That's why this. That's why I kind of when you when I said I asked about if it would make. That's probably why this probably won't be successful now because of the attention span. Like I don't know how this 2000 the Disney 2000 or Fantasia 2000 did budgetly because That was probably just 60-year thing, but I don't know. This one, this is like, I think this is probably one of Walt Disney's, I want to say, prized possession, this movie. Probably because of the amount of work and definitely getting the rights to these songs, which is probably hard back then compared to now.
Rights? Who the fuck owns orchestra rights? Like symphony pieces. There are people who own that shit?
They probably do. It's like, it's like someone can't use it all the time. They gotta pay someone for it. I highly doubt it's public domain. I mean,
I don't know.
That Nutcracker Suite used what? Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, Dance of the Flutes, the Waltz of the Flower, all these different things. You know, that's a lot of money. Back then, you know, it's probably a lot harder to get permission compared to now. But I don't know if they had to get the rights to the movies or these songs.
Maybe I don't know anything about that. Because I know, like, there's certain things that have been trademarked, that have been copyrighted, that you mm-hmm. can't use them without permission of the artist or the person who owns them.
Right.
But I'm not sure about, like, symphony pieces. Because this is all fucking symphony pieces. There's not a single word.
I'm trying to look it up. I'm trying to see what they did with the, but...
Yeah, I kind of got bored. Like, as you said, like, by the end of it, the last short, as gorgeous as it was, but, like, by the end of it, those fucking dead things just floating through the air.
Yeah.
I was just making fucking noises at, like, I don't know what it was. It was fucking beautiful, but, like, I was fucking bored. Because as beautiful as it is, as beautiful as the artwork and the music is, you're fucking bored. There's only so much of it that we can withstand, and that human beings,
can take.
I don't understand it.
Kind of can take.
Yeah, like, Nah. I can't do it. Like, it's gorgeous, it is.
It is. That's...
I can't deal. I couldn't deal with it.
The biggest bright spot is how gorgeous the animation is. I mean, we're never going to go back to the old stuff. It's never going to happen. We're never going to see our movie that goes back to the animated cells like what Disney did in the early days.
Because we have more efficient ways of creating animation like this.
Right. You're absolutely right. But I'm trying to think how to say it. This...
Does it have a certain feeling when you're looking at this? Yes, of course. Obviously it does. But the fact of the matter is they're never going to go back because we will have more efficient ways of creating images like we saw. We're never going to have that certain grain texture. We're never going to have those certain lines, like the way that cells, scents, like go against each other and like are filmed and moved.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to have that again because it's inefficient and it's tedious.
Tedious?
Tedious. You would have, like, a group of, what, 15, 20 people sitting there animating.
Right.
And when you have to draw every single movement, the in-betweens and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then you would also have to bring in actresses and actors to, like, move around so that these people can see how people move. So now we have, like, mocap.
Yeah.
Mocap has given us so much. We have these abilities now to create equally as beautiful imagery. Equally as beautiful.
I don't know. I wouldn't really say it's... Yes, I would say it is equally to an extent. I mean, I think when we see something like Fantasia, you appreciate, one, the hard work, obviously, because you said it best yourself, that you get 15, 20 people just doing every cell by every millisecond of a movement.
Yeah.
that you really appreciate the artist. Now it's just, it's pretty much computer work. It's pretty much just computer animation, everything.
But people sit behind those computers and they do sit there and they draw with their tablets and things like that. There are things that happen. And as you get older, you start appreciating those things. You start really seeing all of that. Like, but you also understand that technology and things evolve and change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with things evolving and changing. But as I gotten older, I started appreciating the amount of work that it took for them to design the raptors in Jurassic World.
Right. The CGI and...
Yeah! That's a lot of fucking work! And they did a fucking bang-up job! Like, it's just, it's... There's different levels here.
There's different levels. This
shit evolves. And this is just a nice throwback to what it used to take to create animation.
I'm sure something like Fantasia is a very key point to a lot of animators, especially probably, I wouldn't really say now because we got the computers, but before we got to the computer animation, this Fantasia was probably always the one that people look back onto.
I'm certain that people still look back onto this stuff and go like, and still appreciate this magnificent art. Because
mm-hmm.
this is just art. This is what this is. I just watched an art piece. I did not watch a movie. Watch an art piece.
That's good phrasing on that.
So, like, when you come out, like, so take note, you fucking experimental motherfuckers right here. This is experimental.
It was.
This is how it's done fucking right.
It was. Cause
okay.
This was.
How you do it.
This was the third animated movie Disney did with after Snow White and Pinocchio. So
Snow White still to this day is gorgeous.
It is. So it's like
Pinocchio is still gorgeous. All of this is still gorgeous, but there is, like you said it, like there's a certain thing here. There's a certain element that we no longer have.
Right. And this, not gonna lie, this your third movie, you know, Disney's third movie and did this, that's quite ballsy. To have, especially the attention span. We don't know what it was like in the 40s. We don't. The attention.
I'm glad.
What's that?
I'm super fucking glad. Like, no, you sitting there as a white man. You're like, it's probably fine for me. Yeah, it's probably fine for you, motherfucker. It's not fine for me. Fuck that. I don't want to go back to.
No, I meant with, like, the attention span.
I don't think our attention span has changed. I think that's a bullshit cop-out thing to say. I really do, because I think every single human being has the ability to sit and watch things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we have become so reliant on instant gratification
mm-hmm.
that, yeah, we're so used to having things immediately, and we can consume them, and it's fine. But do we have the ability to be patient still? Yeah, we do. Don't ever think that we don't.
Oh yeah, you're 100% right. We got the patience.
We have the patience. We just don't use it.
Right.
We're just not. It's not cultivated.
Right.
It's not. Especially with the instant gratification. Like right now, as we're talking, if I'm just like, nah, fuck it. I feel like some sushi. I could order some sushi and get it here in like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you because you're in the middle of fucking nowhere. But I live in civilization, so I can do that.
We don't really have sushi places that deliver.
Yeah, see, there you go. Y'all got mailboxes and corn. That's all you got. I got sushi. Kind of shitty.
Well, we have sushi places. We just don't have any that deliver. Oh. They're all sit-down restaurants, and they're fantastic.
Hold on. I got sushi places that I can sit down and all that. But you don't got a place that fucking delivers?
Not sushi, no.
What? Where the fuck do you live?
Sushi's not... I don't know. You can go to... I don't know. I mean... sushi's not really something I would want delivered. It's not like I'm, you know, if I'm in a hankering for it, yeah, I'll go get it, but like I don't put it on the same basis of like pizza or whatever. I like sushi. I do,
I'm
but
fucking flabbergasted right now because you just told me that y'all can't get fucking sushi delivered to your house. And I'm going, like, I can fucking do that. And you know what? I just fucking might. You know what? I'm going to. After we're done this fucking podcast, I'm gonna fucking order some sushi. Because holy fuck, there's people in this world that can't order fucking sushi to their house.
So you said it'll take you about 15 minutes.
20, 15 minutes. Somewhere around there. Fucking, oh my god.
That's pretty good
Oh
timing.
my god. Because it's just down the street. I live in the. Like I said, I live in civilization. There's people around. There's people.
I mean, I can have, we can have anything delivered, but sushi's just not one of them.
You can get anything. See? You're a liar. You can fucking. If you can get anything delivered,
No, like,
you could get sushi
there's
done.
certain spot places that has everything, but
You're gonna blow my fucking mind. You're gonna
sushi's
blow my
not
mind.
like a choice.
Sushi's not a fucking option. Sushi is not an option in fucking bumfuck Ohio.
Nope.
Fucking, what is it? Round on both ends and high in the middle? Isn't that what they say?
I've never heard of that one.
I don't know. I don't know. Alright? I don't know. I don't know fucking nothing about the middle of nowhere. All I know is like I've driven through the middle of nowhere, going up. People I've been driving with, like, let's stop. I'd be like, let's not. Let's keep going, because I think I see a city over there. The middle of fucking nowhere. I'm not about that life. I'm not about mailboxes and corn and cows. Not about that life. Fuck that. I don't know what else we can say about this movie besides it's gorgeous. If you're gonna watch
Do you
it,
think you need to have an appreciation for stuff like Bach music and Beethoven? Do you really like it, or do you think the visuals? You think
no,
the
you
vi
really don't, because every single person who comes in contact with a symphony piece, because what was that fucking quote? One of them fucking said, like, music. Like, some of them said, like, music has no language, right?
Right.
Music doesn't have any language. Everybody can appreciate a good fucking song.
Right.
And back, like, in symphonies and, like, orchestras, everybody can appreciate that shit. Everyone has the ability to appreciate the level of work and the beauty of it.
Right.
So I
And
don't think you need to have, like, an affinity to classical music. You don't need that to watch this. Because do you
no.
think I sit here and listen to classical music all day? Nah. Nah.
But this is, I mean, that's why, like, music, we're never gonna have anything even remotely in the same ballpark of a Bach or a Beethoven ever again. That's never gonna happen. You know?
What? You don't appreciate, like, Danny Elfman and shit?
To an extent.
Because we still have artists who create pieces, who create symphony pieces, and are wonderful.
To an extent. The scores, there's like Hans Zimmer, like the Inception score is absolutely beautiful. John Williams, like you said, Danny Elfman, to an extent.
Well, he plays the same shit over and over again,
That's why I
so.
said to an extent. Like Hans is like shit. He's in fucking seven movies a year. His music is. Like Randy Newman's probably the oldest style score right now. It's just, but you know, like that's nothing. Like I can listen to the Inception soundtrack whenever. I'll enjoy it because it's really beautiful. But like I can't sit, like you said about you can't sit there and listen to Beethoven all day.
Can I?
Yeah, can you? Could you sit there and
I
listen
could.
to you what?
I most definitely could.
But would you want
But
to?
do I want to? That's a whole different thing. Do you want to? I don't have real big, like, affinity to classical music? Can I appreciate how beautiful it is? Yes. Can I enjoy it? Yes. I love going to the symphony. But am I gonna just like, I'm like, oh shit, it's time to get school at the gym. I'm gonna put on Beethoven's Ninth. No, I'm not about that life.
No,
so like there's times and places in my life where I understand and I can appreciate certain things. Symphonies and orchestras and things like that, there's places for that.
Which is the once in a symphony, once in a while.
Once in a while, go to the symphony. If I'm sitting there, I'm watching a movie, I'm taking every last element in. When I watch a movie, I try to take every single element into consideration. Mm-hmm. I listen to sound design. I listen to the actors. I listen to the script. I watch how the cameras frame certain shots. Fuck, I even like try to analyze B-roll. So yeah, I'm listening to scores and soundtracks. I hear that shit. So can I appreciate it? Yeah.
Yeah, if people say they don't appreciate it, they're downright fucking lying. In my opinion, they're down like right lying, because without like Beethoven, without the symphonies, we would not have probably, I don't know if we would, I would say we would still have music, but
we would.
But those are probably the originals, you know, that's something that.
No, because I'm gonna get real fucking Indian right now and get real native on you right now, because right. I know songs that have been around for thousands, tens of thousands of years.
Okay.
I can sing those songs. I have those songs. I know how to play them.
And they're Native American songs.
Yes. So therefore, music is not just so symphonies are not primarily like sort of like what made music.
No.
No, because human beings have had music for, like, forever.
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah, since we've been around and shit. So we know that music evolves and changes. So I can appreciate my 5,000-year-old song that I sing at fucking ceremony. Can I appreciate Trenzosky's Swan Lake? Yeah. But I'm also going to fucking, after this, I'm probably going to turn on some goddamn Nicki Minaj. So, like, it is, music evolves, music changes.
Right, like everything in life, it involves.
Everything changes. So it's fine.
Can't say it changes for the best all the time, but.
Maybe it's not to your preference. I'm sure there's people out there who are like, oh, I prefer Chopin over Bach. And, like...
Right. I mean, I never imagined being in that, you know, being in that discussion, but especially nowadays, you hear more who, like, you know, how is Justin Bieber good or bad? That's, you know, that's something you expect nowadays.
I don't know, his new album's pretty bumping. So, like, it's... It is literally down to personal preference and what speaks to you and what you can relate to, what makes you want to listen to certain things. Like I said, you don't like Nicki Minaj, I can tell. You don't fucking like Nicki Minaj. I like Nicki Minaj. I know some people who don't like Nicki Minaj, and that's fine. That's fine.
No, it's personal fucking
preference.
Right, and I can't stand her. But I think this movie, you said it best. What was the quote?
Music has no language?
Music has no language. This bit with the animation, it seemed like it really did have a language.
They put visuals to the sounds that we were hearing.
Right.
And it is one expression of the music that we heard. This is literally just one expression to the music that we heard.
Right, and...
And it told us a story. They told us several different stories.
Yeah, and that's why I think Sorcerer's Apprentice short, especially at the end, when the wizard came down and stuff, the music got so tense. And, you know, when they showed Mickey on the screen, you can see he knew shit was gonna happen.
And just the music just changed. That's why, which I don't think I ever heard that, besides this, I don't think I've ever heard that symphony before.
Okay.
But I thought it was absolutely beautiful how it pinpointed every emotional aspect with Mickey. I just thought it was absolutely gorgeous. That's why, that's probably the best short Disney's ever done. It's just that 10-minute, so on, whatever, short with him. Then it spawned into another movie, which was completely different than what this was.
This shows us, I don't know, like, I'm thinking about this, and it is wonderful, it is beautiful, and what I'm trying to remember that word, that they fucking phantasmagorial?
Something like that. It was something like that.
There's that word. Like, it's just, I can see that way back in the 40s, 1940, how groundbreaking this was. How gorgeous it was. How path carving this was.
It made a shitload of money for the 40s.
Wasn't this a fucking, I feel like this was like a music video pathway.
Ah, yes.
Right? Like, I don't think we had music videos way back then, and now
God, no. Wait, we do?
We have music videos now, thank you very much. Are they great? I don't know. I don't watch music videos.
Not so much.
But this movie, I really like sitting around and watching these old movies and being super critical of them. And sometimes my nostalgia blinds me where I, like, you know, 2020 is not always hindsight. You always see it in, like, a little bit of rose-colored glasses kind of thing. But I can't say too much, like, anything really negative. Just, like, it's too fucking long.
Yeah. I said it best when I think the cutaways to the symphony, I think that was probably the biggest killer. Momentum killer of the movie. Because it was going, you know, the shorts, you know, it kind of picks you up and stuff. And then, oh, we got the conductor has to talk for 5 minutes. And it kind of kills your spirits.
It does, because I have no fucks to give about what this man has to say.
Right. I mean, take away those, that would probably be about what? Maybe hour and a half, hour 40?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Because that's the lone negative for this. It's not going to drop my score, because I'm giving it a high fucking see it.
You're giving it a high see it?
High see it, just because the animation's absolutely beautiful. It really is.
So we're moving on to fucking, like, what would you give it already?
There's nothing really much else to say.
Yeah, you're right. I wish TPO was here, but he probably has something to say.
I mean, I wish that there was more I can say, but I can't, because it's just music and animation. That's all it is. I mean, there's no dialogue, which was, I think it's cool. Besides the conductor, there's no dialogue.
No dialogue. And you can see the stories.
Right.
Through the animation and the music. Right. And they take these tones, and they take these scores, and they build a story around them.
Right. And it was just perfect animation with perfect music. It really was. I honestly can't think of any other thing to put with it. That you saw the music spoke to you through the animation.
Yep.
And
well, what I think they did is they took the noises, music that they fucking heard, and they decided that they're gonna take this And we're going to create a story around it. Because each like high and low of an orchestra piece kind of has a feeling. So they took those feelings and they're like, what can I make? What can we make from this?
And the biggest one was the biggest feeling one was obviously the devil at the very end.
The devil.
That was really dark too. That animation was absolutely beautiful.
I know. That was
absolutely. I think that's like one of Disney's darkest fucking animations of all.
It is.
Of any, I'm looking through all their movies. I can't see anything that's extremely dark like that.
Turn up, dude. Yes. Get that village. Fucking right. I love this. It's gorgeous.
It is. And that's the thing. You said it. You know, we're evolved on animation now, but. Just seeing that and just thinking of all the hard work the group of animators did for that, you gotta get you. That's high respect right there. High fucking props.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm not gonna respect these people for creating something like this, because hell yeah, look at you, because maybe we wouldn't have most of the shit that we have nowadays. Maybe we wouldn't have such high detail scores to invoke emotions.
Right.
But I don't... God, what can I say? What more can I say than this movie is a great movie and it's a great callback. So if you're interested in the history of cinema, you're interested in the evolution of animation, or even music,
this is the go-to movie.
Then you see this movie. But otherwise, the run-of-the-mill fucking viewer, just YouTube the fucking Sorcerer's Apprentice and the Devil short. There you go. You've seen them all. You don't need to see any of them. You really don't need to see any of them else.
You're
all
right.
The other ones are kind of, as gorgeous as they are, they're forgetful.
They are. And Sorcerer's Apprentice had Mickey, so that's obviously rememberable. And then I think the beauty of the animation for the demon, or for the devil. God damn, I probably just want to watch that one again. Just because it was just so beautiful.
Yeah, just fucking YouTube it. You don't need to see this. You're really not missing anything out. But, like I said, if you are really into film, you're really into animation, you're really into music, watch the entire thing as a whole.
I know they made the Sorcerer's Apprentice movie based off the short, you know, the short here. But
it
wasn't. I kind of want to see a fucking movie about the devil from Disney.
The Disney is never going to touch upon the devil again, because they're not here to push boundaries. They're not here to do anything. The closest thing that they're going to do to try to evolve themselves is cash out on fucking Star Wars and cash out hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're a money-making machine.
They are. Do you think they got flack for that?
For what, the devil?
Yeah, for this
God,
one?
Yeah. You know they did. 1940s, you showed the devil on screen? People probably shat their beds. Are you kidding me? These fucking white people went, oh!
I'm not going to lie. If I was a kid, painting. I would probably be fucking scared shitless watching this in the 40s if I was a kid.
Well, yeah, because it's your image.
Yeah.
It's the epitome of evil. They're showing you what evil looks like.
Right.
They're giving it a face. And that's cool.
It's cool, and they did a damn good job.
They did a fucking crackerjack job. I am so for this. So I think I'd probably give it like...
I'm thinking you're not going to give it a high C like me.
No. I'm probably going to give it a regular straight on the run-of-the-mill stream it. Because, like I said, this movie is not for the everyday viewer.
It's not.
This is not for the somebody who just finished watching what just came out? Fucking Spectre. It's not for those people.
No.
It's not for the run-of-the-mill regular people who are just going to put money in. This is for people who love movies and love animation and love music. It is for them.
Do they even... Does Disney even sell the DVD for this?
This one? I'm not sure. They do lock... You know, Disney's fucking super smart business people. They fucking turn around and they,
They release something and they lock it in the vault.
Yeah, they lock it in the vault and they re-release it every like 20 or so years so you can go and buy it. And they can make a shit ton of money off of that.
Right. And Fantasia 2000, I think that's out. But that's nothing. I've never seen it, but that's probably nothing compared to those.
No. It didn't invoke the same kind of feelings and anything like that. I also saw it when I was older, and I had less... I was a fucking teenager back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no fucks to give about fucking Mickey Mouse. Fuck that. Mickey Mouse ain't cool.
When did you first see this one?
The 1940s one?
Yeah.
I think I was 7.
I think I was anywhere from, I think, 7 to 10.
Yep. Yeah, around there, I saw it. My grandmother put it on.
And, yeah, mine too, because she said she saw it in theaters.
My grandma didn't tell me that. She just like, oh, this is a really good movie. You're going to like it. She puts it on and sits us in front of it, and me and my sister watched it, and it was a fun experience. It was mm-hmm. It was also something different for us to experience as children, because there's no dialogue. There is no happy ending.
Oh, God, no.
Really. There's no conclusion to this. There's just a bunch of beautiful images to beautiful music, and I don't know if it made me any fucking smarter, but it didn't scare me. But I even as a child, I was able to appreciate
what you were watching.
Beautiful and rapturing it was. Like, that's it. It was just,
yeah, you got to appreciate what you were watching.
Yeah, as much as a child can fucking appreciate some shit, and children can appreciate a lot.
Right. But right.
Now, as an adult, I can fucking sit here and be like, you know what? I appreciate every aspect that this film, this series of shorts, has given me and given the entire, like, cinematic world. All of it.
Yeah.
So, my hat's off to you, Walt Disney. I hope you're chilling in your cryogenic chamber. The Jews are still a thing. Hitler lost the war.
Oh, he's gonna be in for a rude awakening when he wakes up.
Exactly. Are the Jews still around? Yes, sir.
I'm going back.
Run your company now.
I'm going back.
Yeah, just put me back to sleep. Oh my goodness, this movie. So yes, I wish I had a more eventful thing to say, because we've been watching a lot of not a fucking eventful movies the last couple of weeks at Throwback Tuesday, and I'm really fucking pissed off.
There's really not a lot to say, because it's every short's the same thing. Animation, music, same thing. A few has a little bit of story to it, which you said it best. Besides the Devil and Sorcerer's Apprentice are forgettable. The Hippos was eh.
I thought they were fun, the Hippos and the Alligators. I thought it was a fun time.
But it's forgettable.
The one with the Pegasus.
That's a good one. That was a good one. Because
the fairies and the mushrooms.
Yeah, they're forgettable. It's just due to the fact of animation was good, but something topped it. It pushed it down. I mean, because you go for the first one, Sorcerer's Apprentice is the first as the tops, and then nothing tops it, and then you get to the very last one, which that was a very cool thing to end it on the devil. How they ended the devil on the last one was, I think, remarkable.
The imagery, and they you can pull so many meanings and so many different understandings and so many different stories interpretations from each of these shorts. So that's really unique. So if you want to have like a huge film theory discussion, watch this movie
mm-hmm.
and talk about it. Because I can tell you, like, with the devil and all of that, like, it's like the devil comes out to play at night. And every dark moment, as dark as it gets and as terrible as it gets, it passes.
Right.
Because the sun rises again.
Right.
So, like, see, like, it's just one interpretation. It's my interpretation of the very last one. So, like, it's really interesting that you can get all these different ideas and opinions from 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. I give it a regular old stream it, if you want.
And you're probably
some devil shit.
And you're probably not going to watch this probably ever again, right?
Probably not.
Unless
we're having another, like, film discussion and, like, it comes out.
But you would YouTube Sorcerer's Apprentice and the Devil.
Yep, most definitely.
Right. Me too. Because I think they, early on, probably in the 60s or 70s, I think they did show the Sorcerer's Apprentice short before the Disney movies.
I think they did.
Because that is probably the most famous one out of this movie. And it's probably because of Mickey and all, but I think the music was spot on with that.
Yeah. How much money did this fucking movie make?
It says anywhere from 76.4 to 83.3.
Fucking Christ.
And this is pretty much a few years after the Depression.
Yeah, and it made that much, and then they've had, like, re-releases
mm-hmm.
throughout the years.
Let me see how much Fantasia 2000 made.
Not as much.
$90 million.
Oh, made more.
Made more. That one cost $80 million, this one cost $2.2.
So they made their money back, and then some. And
Disney,
like,
always makes their money back.
Like that of this movie would probably equal to more. And it's won a shit ton of goddamn rewards. Holy fuck.
I think, I don't know if it was Oscar-wise, but I think
it wasn't Oscars. Like, he won, I know they won an honorary Academy Award.
Yep, I just see that one. Yeah, I just see that one.
DVD awards, National Board of Review.
The Vatican included it in the 45 greatest movies.
The Vatican?
Yep.
Well, don't kill me. Don't fucking kill me. The Vatican was like, oh yeah, this is a good movie for Christians to watch.
It's under the art category. The other one's religion and values. But that's a big deal.
Sure, the Vatican said, you know what? This is a good movie. This is good to art.
So, that's...
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's good. That's, you know, that's really cool. But this is YouTube, just YouTube, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And let me see what the exact title of that one was called. It's called The Night on Bad Mountain.
There you go.
Bald Mountain. Bald Mountain.
Uh-huh. Yeah, The Night on Bald Mountain.
Yeah, that was...
And it's set to Ave Maria.
So beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's fucking gorgeous. The movie is fucking gorgeous.
And I'm not saying it's a shame. It's a shame we're not going to see stuff like this done the old-fashioned way ever again. It's just,
well, you never know. Some people might be like, you know what, I'm going to sit there and spend the next 30 years of my life and create some art. You never know. Somebody might be doing that.
Well, it's quicker. You got to think, because studios, they're always want to churn out movies. That's why we get, what, anywhere from 4 to 10 animated, I'm thinking 10's a high one, but we don't have a lot of animated movies released a year. Because it probably takes a year or so. I mean, Toy Story took... How long did Toy Story take to make?
Toy Story?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I think that took about 5 years to make.
Just about.
So, I mean, doing the cells, that probably took a lot longer.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know. Like, how long did it take to fucking make this? Google that shit.
All right.
How long
did it take to make Fantasia? Fantastic Mr. Fox came up when I put that. What? Stop. I don't want to care about the run times.
The run times is too goddamn long.
It is. They have a 3D version of this?
What? I want to watch that.
It's also planned in parts that would be shown in widescreen and other parts to be in 3D. Oh, some parts are in 3D, some parts are in widescreen.
Fantasia, however, was completed Fantasia was completed 4 hours before premiere.
Holy shit.
Trying to do that. Jesus Christ. Oh my god, there was a Fantasia fucking...
Video game? I actually remember that. I never played it, but I remember that.
Jesus, that's ridiculous. I don't even know. I can't even find out. It's too goddamn long. Fuck this movie.
It probably took a long fucking time.
Too goddamn long.
Oh, I might have found it. I might have found it.
Oh.
Come on, answers.com. Don't fail me now. 3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
Of just hand drawing that shit.
Probably. They got a little picture of a board with some, I think it looks like animated cells. And there looks like they're just, you know, going through it.
Wow. What the fuck? 3 years of sitting there drawing? Fuck that.
Right. And I think there's, like, Fantasia, I don't know which Disneyland or Disney World, which one it did. They actually had, like, a theme park based just on this movie. It was Disney's Hollywood Studios at the Disney World. They did a Sorcerer's Hat on top. Mm-hmm. So that's they really put a lot of hope in this. But
yeah.
Their third movie, that's the thing. That their third movie, Disney's third movie, they went balls to wall.
Yeah, they really did. They were just like, you know what? This is something that I want to fucking make. Right. So they made it.
Yeah, and Snow White, their first movie, made $416 million off of...
Well, they hit it out of the fucking park with Snow White, so they're like, you know what, we got money.
They got money now, right. Yeah. Yeah, I think without those, Disney might not be around.
Oh, no. Then we wouldn't have had such hits like Hercules.
Right.
And I don't know. What's another one fucking...
Treasure Planet. Valley. Treasure Planet.
Treasure Planet, there you go. We wouldn't have Treasure Planet. There wouldn't have been a whole fucking channel dedicated to Disney.
Nope.
We wouldn't have the Disney store. But then again, I start thinking about, like, we wouldn't have Winnie the Pooh.
No. No, you wouldn't.
And that makes me sad.
You wouldn't have Bambi.
Bambi. One of the, like, iconic things. People know these movies.
Peter Pan, Robin Hood. You wouldn't,
oh, man.
Yeah, you wouldn't have those, so...
Fox and the Hound. Like, we wouldn't have classics. I would have been raised on something different.
Right. I mean...
And it would have been weird.
I mean, looking in the 90s, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, Mulan, Tarzan, stuff like that.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. We wouldn't have Frozen.
We wouldn't have Frozen, y'all. We wouldn't have Frozen.
Nope.
Aww.
And we would not probably have Marvel movies. Well, the Marvel what we have now.
No.
We wouldn't.
No. We would have been fine. We would have been fine. Oh, God. Okay, so let's move on to fucking questions, Z.
Fucking questions.
Fucking questions. Leia knows Z again. His mighty pimp hand must be strong on that girl right now.
Working.
Yeah, you hear that? He working that girl. He working her over.
No,
you really need to admit to us, to everybody, like, what you do. We know that you're a pimp, and it's okay. We ain't no snitches here.
I'm not a pimp.
He's not a pimp.
Oh, I'm telling the God's honest truth.
Wait, hold up. I also want to confront you about Z-Day.
I don't honestly care.
You honestly do not care that we dedicated an entire goddamn day?
No, because
Z-Day.
I haven't seen the movie since the premiere, so I don't care.
You haven't watched your own goddamn movie since the premiere?
No.
Well, we all watched it, see?
Because I don't like it.
Because you don't like it.
You
liked it at the time, and you produced it, and you put it out there.
I don't have to like my own movies.
That's true.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of directors out there that don't like their own movies. Like, Cameron's early work. Do you think he's proud of that shit?
I don't know.
Do you think he's proud of Piranha? No, I don't think he is.
Own what you do, though. Come on, you gotta own what you do. You aren't even curious about what your fucking co-hosts had to say about your movie.
No.
You didn't care what Cody had to say about your movie?
I can only imagine.
Your dear, close, personal friend, Cody?
I barely talk to Cody.
You've never talked to Cody. Shut up. I know.
You're right, yeah. I mean, the times I talked to him was on the Sex and the City review we did, the holiday special we did, and I think it was Focus review.
Oh my god. OZ. What are we going to do with you?
But I am really, working two full-time jobs, and I'm going to be going to school, so.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to do with you. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my fucking goodness. But are you excited, though? Are you excited because the fans are going to vote on movie spoilers, each host switching a show.
On what?
Excited?
Can you repeat that? No, can you, you broke up. What you said.
Oh, I broke up. Okay. So, TPO has put it out there that he's going to put up a poll that every single one of our hosts is going to switch a show. And whoever gets the most votes, that's what's going to happen. And one of the options is you and Cody do Throwback Tuesday.
Permanently?
No.
Oh, for one?
Just for an episode.
One episode.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Now I'm trying to think. What movie would Cody watch that he would absolutely hate?
Now you're just being an asshole. What the fuck?
What movie would Cody watch that he would absolutely hate?
Any of the movies that we've watched on Throwback Tuesday.
The original Sex and the City.
Don't do that to him. Don't do that to him. Actually, yes. Actually, I really like that idea.
Oh, because he was like dead. He was dead inside when we did Sex and the City 2. He was dead.
He dies a little bit inside, I think, every single movie we get him to watch. I'm already dead inside, so nothing can kill me.
that'd actually be fun.
Yeah, see, wouldn't that be fun? I'm looking forward to being on Movie Spoilers. I'm just looking forward to being on Movie Spoilers, where I can have my Blu-rays of the week. That's where I'm looking forward to.
That'd be a fun and something different.
Exactly, and TPO on Not a Worth a Kick in the Ass?
With Neat. Wayne?
Luke.
Oh, with Luke. Ooh.
Yeah, there's lots of options. There's so many options. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, man. So once that poll goes up, everyone needs to fucking vote for that. Oh, my God. Please vote for that. Please, please get fucking Cody to do Throwback Tuesday. I need that. I need that in my life. So we got another comment and question from Steve. Holy shit, did you see that Civil War trailer? Did you see it?
Yes.
Did you see the Civil War trailer?
Yes, it was awesome.
It was fucking dope.
It was fucking pause. Dope. It was. I mean, you know, I said it here. I don't read comics. I know there's a Civil War comic. So I don't really know the story with, but this, just in the first, what was it, 20 seconds, they said what it was, that Captain America is going, what, rogue with no supervision?
Yep.
And Iron Man, obviously we saw in Avengers 2, he doesn't want to be a superhero anymore. He wants to, he wants his own creations to pretty much protect the world, and he doesn't want to do it anymore. Yep. I just think, oh god, that's the story. And saw Black Panther.
Amazing.
We didn't see Spider-Man, which is good. I think that's good. We didn't see Spider-Man. A lot of people
are
pissed about that. Yeah, they are pissed about that. I'm like, who cares? You know he's in the movie. It's been announced he is in the movie. Wait, just wait. I mean, because
I just needed to see Black Panther, and that's all I needed.
We're probably going to see, what, maybe one more trailer, probably February, March?
Yeah, just about.
So, we might see Spider-Man, we might see more Black Panther in action. It looked like War Machine maybe died, but he probably didn't.
Hey, you never know what's going to happen, because they can take the storyline from the comic, and they can take it and make it whatever they want. As long as they had the foundations. It was that moment where Steve was like, he was my friend.
So was I.
Was like, so was I.
Beautiful.
And I'm like, oh.
And you know what? Heart. I don't know. Have you seen all the posters?
I haven't seen all of them. I've seen a lot of them.
There's one that there's Iron Man holding up Captain America's mask. And I'm like, that's my favorite.
Is that an official poster?
I don't know.
If that's an official poster, that's going to be the background of my phone until this movie comes out.
I don't know, but I'm very excited because the Russos are fucking amazing storytellers. They did it in Winter Soldier. Love the story they did. And I'm very excited. And I know it sucks, but a lot of people are calling this Avengers 3.
We don't have all of the fucking Avengers
in
there.
Thor and Hulk are, I think, the only two not in it.
Yeah, because Thor's busy doing Ragnarok.
It says Ant-Man's in it, but was he in the trailer?
I didn't see him, I don't think.
I didn't see him. I don't think I saw him either, but it says he's in it.
Well, fucking right. Yes! Assemble my Avengers!
But, I mean, this looks so cool. I mean, I don't think there's a villain in it. I think it's just Tony and Steve Rogers going against each other, which, you know, it's pretty much whoever side you're on, that's who the villain is, who you see it as.
Yeah, you're picking sides. But it's so nice because it's such a gray area because everybody loves each other and they're all like, what?
And this is...
Like, everybody's just confused and sad and, like, oh, I'm so for it. I'm so
Actually,
so
there
excited.
There is a villain in it.
Is there a villain? Who is it?
Crossbones, who was, he was in Winter Soldier, the guy in the elevator with Steve.
Oh, shit.
And there's a Helmet shit. Zemo. I don't know that name. That's by Daniel Buell.
I never read Winter Soldier, sorry, I never read Civil War. Wow, that was a real fuck up, Sam. Oh my god, I've never read Civil War. So I have no idea what's going to happen.
And
no idea.
Just looking at the teams, it's like, what, Captain America, is Black Widow with him or against him? I couldn't really tell.
She always plays that fucking gray area, and I like that.
She has Winter Soldiers with Captain America, Falcon. It looked like Hawkeye was too.
Okay. I know he has Bucky.
I think the Vision and Scarlet Witch. Who
oh,
you
Witch
could?
Steve?
You couldn't. You're not going to beat Scarlet Witch or Vision. You're not going to beat them. In my opinion, you're not going to beat them.
You can't beat Scarlet Witch.
Let's just shoot her in the head.
Yeah, there you go.
But Vision, I don't know.
Vision, that's a whole different ballgame.
It is, and then
I'm just excited. Honestly, I'm really excited for this movie.
This could have been
also really excited
because
for Black Panther.
It's what Thor 3 Ragnarok comes out next year, right? Next November.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Is there anything in between? What comes out after Doctor Strange? But I don't think that's any Avengers thing. I don't believe so.
I'm not sure. It's just to add more to the universe, the same way that, you know,
Ant-Man
Daredevil and Jessica Jones is adding more to
right.
it.
Right. But I really think Civil War would have been a nice ending or a nice solo movie before Avengers 3. You know what I mean?
I do. I kind of agree that it's starting to crush under its own weight of the universe.
Right. And it's Phase 3 is the end of it. Phase 3 is the end, as far as we know.
I hope so.
But there's always going to be other Marvel movies because they got that shit planned out till, 2020?
Yep.
Maybe, I think, further than that, now I think about it.
I really hope that they do end it, though, soon.
Well, Guardians is picking up. There's going to be Guardians 2. I think that comes out. I think that starts filming, in spring.
Yeah, very, 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 very soon it's starting to film.
So, I don't know. I'm excited. The trailer was absolutely awesome. I absolutely love the chemistry with Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr. Actually, anyone with Robert Downey Jr., the chemistry just oozes. Except Jude Law. That's the only two. It's just because Jude Law's wooden. But I'm not a Jude Law fan.
Oh my god.
But
tell me how you really feel, Z.
Jude Law sucks. But I actually can't wait, and May can't come any sooner.
So, yes, to answer your fucking question, Steve, I fucking saw that trailer.
I think it's already... Is it breaking records?
It totally... If it hasn't already, it's going to.
I saw Zoolander 2 broke records. I'm like, ugh.
Well, fucking... People hate themselves, and they want to hurt. So they watch that kind of stuff.
Because I did not like Zoolander.
Fuck Zoolander. That shit was garbage.
It was.
God, all of them were garbage. And everybody, makes fun of it. They're like, it's such a fucking funny movie. And I'm like...
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not a fucking
not
funny movie. It's
funny.
It's so shit, and I hate you all for making me fucking watch it.
It's not funny.
You're the reason why I am so cynical about movies. People like you... So if you saw Zoolander and you thought it was fucking funny, this is your fucking fault.
Right. It's...
So Dean Crowther? D. Crowther? Wow, what kind of fucking name is that?
It's not his choice.
Or hers.
Or,
you never know.
Or hers. Correct.
P1, you came up with a poll idea in the recent movie spoilers episode on who's been the better host in the crew this year. Clearly you won't be on that poll because it would be unfair. But I have a different question. Who do you think of the three of you guys believe has been the best host of the site this year? I'm going to go with Luke, P1 not included. Guy has been hilarious and ever so growing every time I listen to Kick in the Ass. Now, TPO is not here to answer this question, so I'm going to answer it for him. It's me. We know it's me. I know movies. I'm amazing. I'm funny. I'm different. I am TPO 2.0. We know this. It's good.
Why'd you say you're different?
What?
You said you're different.
I'm different?
You said you were different. Oh, just because you're a girl?
Okay. I'm a fucking female, and I am nice sometimes. He's never nice.
Oop one?
Yeah.
No. He has no fucks to give.
I know. Amazing. I aspire to be just like that man.
He's got no fucks to give.
So what about you? Who do you think?
Best host.
Why am I even asking? You don't even fucking listen to any of our episodes. You don't listen to nothing.
From what I've heard, I've heard everyone.
You've heard everyone, have you?
It's actually tough, because it's actually, I'm torn between Cody and Wayne.
What?
Yeah, I'm torn between Cody and Wayne.
You're torn about Cody. Wayne, I get, because Wayne, like, kisses your ass every chance he gets.
No, he doesn't.
And he thinks you're the best movie director of all time. But Cody? You think Cody?
Cody really has no fucks to give either.
Well, yes, because he's dying inside. And he's lying to himself about it.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, they both know their shit. You know, that's a given. They both know their shit. What? They do. They do. But the best... This is no P1, right?
Yeah, no TPO. It's okay, Z. You can say it's me.
It's only been a few months. If you were on all year, I'd probably say you.
Really?
Yeah, I probably would.
Do you mean it?
Yeah, I probably would.
Aw.
But I'm probably going to say Wayne.
Wayne?
Yeah.
You really think Wayne's... He's definitely evolved and really come into his element.
It's because he's like... It's like he drinks like 6 things of Red Bull before a fucking podcast.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. I will agree with D on the Luke growing.
Luke has. He's got a voice now.
Yeah. I know. Welcome to the club, Luke.
I think he's building confidence every single time.
Yep. That's it. He's learning who he is on a podcast every single time.
Because how long has him and Wayne have been around doing podcasts?
Oh, God. Wayne's been doing podcasts for fucking years.
Longer than Luke.
We're just not going to even talk about, like, what is it, Dragon and the Wolf? We're not even going to talk about that.
Yeah. That's not existent no more.
Thank God.
So Luke's probably the rookie. Probably the rookie of the group, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's coming to his own. He really
definitely
is.
Definitely coming to his... Are you going to say Luke?
I'm actually changing it. I'm saying Luke too, because he's learning who he is as a podcaster.
See, I've worked with Wayne. I've been on podcasts with Wayne, and Wayne has grown. Wayne has grown significantly over the years, and he's still growing. And I can't see a limit.
Oh, there is no limit.
Exactly. So he's great. But Cody's always hitting it out of the park every single podcast he's on, no matter what he does.
That's his personality.
Yeah, that's who he is, and he's really good at it. So I can't really go with Cody before that. So I'm going to have to go with Luke as well. Luke has been amazing. Oh, like every single episode.
I don't think there's a ceiling for Luke either. There's actually not a ceiling for anyone.
No, there's no... Well, except for you, your monotone single answer motherfucker. You. There's a limit to you. I know how you're going to act. I know how you're going to answer. It's going to be one-word answers. God damn it. Next question is from Aiden. Radio or Forrest Gump? ? The fate of who's a more interesting mentally challenged guy is in your hands.
I absolutely hate Forrest Gump.
Have you seen fucking Radio?
Yes. I cannot stand Forrest Gump movie. That's probably one of my most disliked movies of all time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I can't stand it.
Are you fucking kidding me? Because fuck Radio.
The reason why I say fuck Radio too is because Cuba. You know, what's the, don't go full retard? And from Tropic Thunder, he went full retard in that movie. But I cannot stand Forrest Gump. I can't.
So, which one?
It's Radio.
It's Radio? Holy fuck. it's not radio, because I would much rather watch fucking Forrest Gump, who doesn't overplay it too much.
Wait, maybe I'm going to understand the question.
It's, who is the more interesting matching challenge guy? Radio or Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump. Hands down. Because fuck radio.
Who's the interesting mentally challenged guy?
Yeah.
Interesting mentally challenged guy. Yeah, it's Forrest Gump. Even though I can't stand that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's more multidimensional. He doesn't overplay it, but he doesn't underplay it, and he doesn't hit that nice line. He's just above that line. He hands it up a little too much for my taste, but fuck radio.
It's because Cuba was trying to win our fucking Oscar.
It didn't fucking work because you suck dicks.
And now I don't know what the fuck he's doing anymore.
He's doing fucking Empire.
Is he?
Is he? I don't even know. Is he on Empire? I don't even know what he's doing.
I don't know. I don't watch that show. Empire. I don't watch that show.
I don't even know.
I mean, both movies I hate. I do. I don't. I. No.
Why do you hate the mentally challenged?
I didn't say that. Like, Sling Blade. I love Sling Blade. Sling Blade's great. That's a great one. What's the I Am Sam? That's a good one, too. Sean Penn kicked ass in that movie. So there's mentally challenged. I do like mentally challenged movies. But I just do not like Forrest Gump. And obviously Radio Cuba was just terrible. But
well,
it's not based on mentally challenged. It's just I can't stand the movies.
You just can't stand the movie. I can't stand when people overplay something.
I mean, people get a fucking upset with me because they say, what's one of the movies you don't like? I'm like, Forrest Gump. What? That movie's a fucking masterpiece. I'm like, no, it's not. The movie's terrible.
Because it plays, it literally hits every little, like, we said this in the radio review, it's there to pull on your heartstrings, and it hits every single button to make you feel bad, to be inspired to do this, to do that, and it's just, it's one of those things.
Why does it make you feel bad?
Does it make me, well, because fucking Radio's mother died, Forrest Gump's mom died, and then fucking Jenny died. Supposed to feel bad about that?
Jenny was a whore.
Yeah, well, so am I. Do you think I should die?
No. But I don't have a heart. I don't have a heart, but,
Yeah, so, no. That's why I'm not. But I don't like it when somebody tries to play into those tropes. I'm not into that. Either I'm going to be inspired or touched by your story because it's an inspiring, touching story, or you're just trying to play to my emotions, and I'm not about that life. I'm not about being manipulated movies. I'm not about that.
She's not, don't give her false prophet.
Yeah, don't give me that shit. I'm not about it. I don't like it. Fuck that.
No. Both
but to let all the listeners know that TPO is actually going to be gone for 3 weeks.
Three.
1, 2, 3. So it's you're stuck with me and Z. Recording. I'm sorry. I apologize now.
That sounded like a lot of sincerely in there.
It sounded like a real sincere apology.
But in the back of your head, be like, yeah, in the back of your head, be like, nope, I'm not.
I'm really not fucking sorry, because y'all want to fucking sit here and listen to me talk about old-ass movies, shitty old-ass movies, because you can't even make me watch a good one.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Goodness. So where can the...
Someday.
It's just fucking...
Someday you will.
Someday. So where can people contact you, Z?
Well, you can contact me on Facebook, Chad Zuber, or SBulldog99 at the Twitter, Google+, Chad_Zuber.
Well, the people can find me I am on Facebook. It's under Samantha Brown. Please shoot me a message. I love talking to you all. You can find me on Google Plus. It's also under Samantha Brown. You can find me on the Twitter. That's at Miss Sammy. That's M-I-S-S-S-A-M-I. I also have an email, a specific movie spoiler podcast email.
You're like, I have an email.
I do. I have a movie spoilers email. So you can find me at Miss Sammy, that's M-I-S-S-S-A-M-I, at moviespoilerpodcast.com. So please shoot me an email. I love talking to you all. So this has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 124. This is Sammy.
This is Z.
And we will talk to you bastards later.
See ya. Bye.